Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to day two of 2020 devotion. I am the host, the head, the beginning, the right foot, and I'm Mom Seven. I am so glad to see that so many people really, really made full efforts to get that day one of devotions done. I hope everybody went to sleep with a feeling of accomplishment, because it's an accomplishment. This is some work. This is not some easy, lackadaisical thing to do. It's something that takes almost constant mental application, okay? There's some things you should know about yourself effective right this minute from yesterday, just from yesterday. Number one, what I learned about myself is that I will make excuses why I need it. When I left the house with two fruit juices, two of the Crystal Lights, two frozen waters, and then two not frozen waters, okay? I was only gone for 3 hours, and that's what I left the house with, because I was not going to find no excuse to drink this soda. And every time I turned around, I found myself going to my habit. It's a habit to go to this gas station. It's a habit to pick up. No, stop. And so I didn't go to that gas station. You know, I missed talking to my friend who, you know, me and her talk and how the kids and how the grandkids. I had to change my routine because my routine incorporated soda. That was a big part of it. And then as I was going through the day, only 3 hours, family. I was out the house 3 whole hours. And so as I'm going through my day, going to work, whatever, I was like, oh, I haven't had any soda today. And I've had a good day. I will reward myself. This is my brain talking to me. And I was like, we're not rewarding ourselves with soda. This is, take it off the menu, take it out of your brain. You know, and so there were 3 or 4 times where I had to really kind of stop and say, look, we're not doing this, period. No, we're changing. We have changed, you know. And so it was a bit much for myself. Yes, I was hungry, but I was way more thirsty than I was hungry. And being prepared made all the difference, you know. Right when I was like, well, I do need something to drink, I had my little frozen slushy Crystal Lights or my little frozen slushy fruit juices. And then they're straight water. There, go ahead, boo, knock yourself out. And so I had to really let myself know there's no reason why you can't do this. You know, you're not going to be able to justify coming off of this fast for a soda, you know. And so, and then my dear sister Unique sent me some awesome information about, you know, really as an American, how much sugar I'm consuming and where they're hiding it at, you know. And I'm like, anytime you got to hide something, it can't be good. And it was actually, I watched the whole, you know, I think it was like 45 minutes, an hour documentary just talking about how much sugar is in our diet and why it's bad for us. So, you know, I'm convicted, I'm educated, and I'm prepared to do this fast. So I need everybody to get on the ball. And don't forget you, because I've been doing this for decades, and I'm still each and every time going back and having to restart these mechanisms. So, yay, get her done. Let's work on it. Everyone, today is Saturday, and that means we have some weekend warriors out there, but hopefully that means you have today to get your stuff done. Now, don't think because you're home the fast is easier. The fast may be a little harder because The kitchen's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? And so make sure that you have your things to do. Remember that journaling is a big part of this. We have to document kind of where we are, because that's going to help us see the growth next week. You know, that's going to help us see the struggle that was and the struggle that is. You know, that's going to help us have some comparison and really some motivation. Understand day 1, 2, and 3 are the hardest. Once you get past the third day, okay, that's tomorrow. But once you get past the third day, it really turns into an understanding. The battle is won. You know, it's just staying determined in it. But right now you're actually physically battling, you know, withdrawals almost, you know, where we're trying to kick these bad habits. After speaking to a couple of people, really what I heard, the precision of language was a big challenge. And, you know, it's something we have to do. You know, it's something that we have to insist that we learn new ways to communicate with each other about situations. Yes, yesterday I'm eating my breakfast. I couldn't have my bagel. I couldn't have my sweet things. I had my little soy patty, and there's no cheese, there's no biscuit, there's no nothing. I'm like, what in the world? And I had a nice big old bag of cauliflower. So I'm eating, and I'm kind of eating like, man, this would be so much better if it had it would be so wonderful. And I was like, hold on. Let me stop this. It's wonderful because I'm getting the opportunity to eat and nourish my body. You know, it's wonderful because I had the food, which means I had the funds to get this, and I have the opportunity to eat it. I was eating with my youngest son, and all of this has been a great bonding for him and I. And so I was like, let me change my attitude, even about what I'm blessed to eat. It doesn't make sense to sit here and make grace and thank God for the food, but then you eat and it kind of with your nose turned up, you know? So, you know, let's change everything about this fast. Let's change our attitudes. Let's change the way we move. We may have to change even who we move with. You know, I couldn't go kick it with my lady at the little corner store and catch up on her day. I'm like, you know, that's going to have to wait a minute while I'm working on getting these 3 days under my belt, okay? So, and then also heard, you know, not only was the precision of language difficult, I heard people that just fell off the wagon. Like, the wagon took off, and they were like the cartoon characters, like just sitting on the ground, like they weren't in the wagon. So this life is not easy. You know, if it were easy, everybody would do it. It's not easy. It takes some time. It takes determination. It takes energy and effort. The reason why we all have fast buddies, because it takes a friend. You know what I'm saying? It takes a support system. You know, so don't think that this is an easy task. You are going up against probably the biggest Goliath in your life, which is you. We are fighting the old versions of ourselves to come to this new understanding as to who we want to be. And we are making these major sacrifices for God. God is like, we're trying to evolve. We're trying to become a new person, closer to the person that He created us to be. We have to sacrifice, literally, fight, slay, whatever you want to say. We got to fight this old habits, understandings, mindset. We got to fight those. Those aren't going to work. A lot of times those old understandings have taken us as far as they can. We've done what we need to do. Now we need to do something different. You need to add something more. You know, this is the challenge to shed the old in the negative into what already has been used. It's obsolete thinking now, okay? And it's time to walk into a new understanding of who we are, who we're supposed to be, and it's not easy. There are some things that have gotten comfortable with the old you. You know, people usually don't drink and smoke by themselves. We have a crew that helps us get there. And this crew will come to your house and deliver it. And it's like, no, I'm working on something else. I'm working on me. So I had all kinds of little troublesome issues. Every time something came up, you know, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to text somebody and help brighten up someone's day, and I'm going to ignore this crazy proposition over here. I'm going to ignore this negative outburst over there. I mean, I had a solution. I'm ready for this, and that's because I have big expectations and big plans for the new me. So I want everybody else to have new plans. You know, spend some time this weekend. This is a great weekend. We're supposed to be journaling. We're supposed to be meditating, planning, preparing. Let's spend some time writing down our goals. What do we want? What do we need? You know, we did some of this at the beginning of the year. It's the end of March, end of April. We're moving into May. You know, we're trying to move from spring to summer. What has changed for you? What is still up in the air? What goals are we still trying to accomplish? And let's put some heat on that. So that was yesterday. That's today, day two. Moving into day two, you know, our thoughts, our concept that we're going to be practicing, we're going to be studying on, is one of my favorite concepts. It's actually new to me, meaning it just started to have new meaning probably in the past 7 or 8 years. And this is patience. I was doing it all wrong. I was enduring, and enduring is when you continue despite of, okay? But patience is when you are enduring with the right spirit. That's when you are enduring with good energy. If you're whining and complaining, you're not being patient. You're just enduring. And you lose points for just enduring when you really could be patient. You really could be positive in your enduring. You know, when you're enduring, that's when you're patient. That's when you endure and you elevate the sacrifice of the time, the energy, the money. And we all know the difference between the two is very internal. It's very how you intended this to be. You know, if you're looking at this assignment, you're like, oh, my God, more this, more that. You're going about it the wrong way. You know, I was talking with Sister Unique, and she was like, the difference between last year and this year is me in my mindset. And I'm like, amen, that's it, that's everything. Let's get that mind ready. When you're patient, you have your mindset on allowing this to be a positive experience, even if it inconveniences you, even if it just doesn't serve any of the purposes you thought it was going to serve. In the middle of this fast, for those that fell all the way off the bandwagon in the most cartoonic way possible, for all those struggles in there, be patient with yourself. That means endure positively. Be patient with yourself. This ain't easy. We don't do this every day, every year. You know, we don't, this is not a part of who we are. We're creating this. Sometimes in the midst of creation, you got to go back and look at some things. You have to be able to understand, I need this, I don't need that. It may be a recipe that you have to tweak to make sure you get it to your liking. But I just want everyone to understand, when we're focusing today, we're doing our writing, we're doing our journaling, and we're writing about patience, I need everyone to stop and think, okay, this may not be natural. Your first idea might be to complain. Find ways to endure positively, peacefully. You know, put yourself in some other shoes. Look at it from another angle. Call your fast buddy. You know what I'm saying? Text your fast buddy. Find out how they're doing, you know. But this patience, It's so funny because when spirit, you know, when I was getting all this good information and patience came up, I was like, yeah, I understand why this idea and concept is so necessary right here. Day two is critical because day two is when negativity is going to try to convince you you can't do this. It's going to try to convince you you don't have time for this. It's going to try to convince you that's not even realistic. I don't even know what you're doing. And I'm here to tell you that negativity is wrong. And one of the reasons I'm on the positive team is because positivity always wins. And I like to be on the winning side, okay? So day two is going to be critical. Everyone should be reaching out to their buddies, text quick. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It doesn't have to be a whole lot, but understand they're here to help you. You're here to help them. This is not, you know, people, it's not a one-sided situation. It is two people helping each other, trying to make it work, you know, and finding new techniques that work. So, yeah. All right, so, of course, one of the basic requirements when we're trying to get our fast complete is increasing prayer, increasing spiritual study. So, and we have our two books, the devotion book, and we have the prayer book, okay, handy little notebook of prayer. So patience, the prayer for today and the patience is, and I love, this is one of my favorite prayers. I like a lot of prayers. I study prayer, so, you know, they all have that meaning, you know, when you pray as much as I do, when you study them, they begin to take on personalities and, you know, you get to see yourself in them or you get to see God's grace or whatever. And so each prayer then becomes a personal thing, a personal testimony to the relationship between you and your Creator. And so this one, I liked to see the relationship between us and what, you know, just some skills that we need. And this is the serenity prayer. And the serenity prayer goes, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will. That I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. In our quest to be the better person that we are, in our quest to release some of the old that is no longer working for us, we're going to need this serenity piece. We're going to need to be able to place all the things up here. Courage to change what I can. This is the fast. And wisdom to know what I can't change. This is the fast. You know, we still have to apply this. In my studies, my personal studies that I've taken on, you know, it's about in my tutor, my teacher. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to call him, but in learning to apply this, you know, it's wonderful to know the word. It's wonderful to know to have your enunciation correct and that's wonderful. But if it doesn't have an application for you in 2020, then it's a dead language. So as we're trying to survive devotions 2020, let's not focus on things that are dead. We're trying to bring things to life. So you have to be able to look and receive the information and then turn around and apply it. That gives it life. And then once it has a purpose, once it has definition, then you can apply that only after that. So that's the prayer for today. It should have popped up on a little when you click on the link, and you'll be able to see it then. It's popular because there are a lot of people that use this idea of acceptance, of courage, and of wisdom. Very, very, very popular and very effective. And so as we're wrapping up, because, you know, like I said, I'm not going to keep you long. It's early in the morning. You know, some of us are getting back into the bed. I'm going to be grabbing pen to paper and continuing some of the writing that I was doing prior to. After spending some time with my youngest pastor, my baby who's no longer a baby, you know, we're moving into these ideas of adulthood. And so his journey is a little different than mine. But I remember that part of the journey and being so proud and being excited about being counted as one of the adults is awesome. It is awesome. And I just wanted to shout out, just because he's always had to deal with the basic requirements, because during devotions, I'm not doing no fast food or soda. So he's always had those. So he's just stepping up the personal sacrifice part, but he's always been adhering to those. My whole house would have to adhere to that. No one, don't bring no fast food in here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one way you can get people to support you and also try to empathize with you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring that food smelling so good over here when you know I'm fasting. Once you have gone through a fast, you'll be like, yeah, I can try to be better about that. So, you know, that's just some ideas, okay? And then, of course, I'm going to end it with some personal prayers of mine that I do. And like I said, this, I am, everyone knows, I'm super transparent in what I do. And that helps me to share really fully in the experience that is life and that is spirituality. And, you know, help everybody to get to these stages plus. You know, as I'm pulling and growing, I want everybody pulling and growing and evolving and finding out positive ways to make more of who you are and who you want to be, okay? So I'm going to end you all with part of my morning prayers. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kuhu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yulid wa lam yulad wa lam yakunu kufuwan ahad. Amen. And then my favorite, Psalm 100. All right. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Good luck one day, too, with your fast.